is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israeli forces released drone footage showing Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar hiding in a bombed-out complex in Gaza before IDF tanks shelled and killed him. Israel, though, says it did not know it was the wanted mastermind behind the October 7th attacks until it identified his body yesterday. President Biden, before leaving Germany, says the death creates a new path for a ceasefire in Gaza and also in Lebanon.
I think that there's a possibility of working for a ceasefire in Lebanon, and it's going to be harder in Gaza, but we agree that there has to be an outcome. What happens the day after?
Biden in Germany for talks with leaders from Australia, India, and Japan, also about the conflict in the Middle East and Ukraine. On the campaign trail, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump holding rallies in Michigan today, reaching out to undecided voters. And in Indiana, opening statements underway in the 2017 killing case of two teens in a wooded area in Delphi.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde meet tonight for their only debate. You can hear it on many Civic Media stations tonight at 6:50. Groups are asking the state attorney general to look into intimidating text messages sent to young adults about voting in Wisconsin. Jay Heck of Common Cause says he thinks most won't fall for it.
I think younger people, by and large, I think are less susceptible to some of this stuff that they see in the texts that they get because they're just more used to social media. And I think a lot of them are probably a little more savvy about whether it's true or not.
The texts warn of fines or jail time for breaking election laws. Critics say the intent is to scare young people into not voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The project team conducted the first bridge demolition blast yesterday morning of the old Wisconsin 130-133 bridge in Lone Rock. Crews will continue removing the bridges and excavating the old roadway corridor the next several weeks. Trucks will continue to enter and exit the work zone at the Wisconsin 130 Long Island staging area access. The north channel of the river remains open. The south channel remains closed. Once crews remove the southernmost steel truss from the river, the south channel will be opened and the north channel will be closed for bridge demolition. This is planned to happen in the next 1 to 2 weeks. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center reports there is a 60% chance that a weak La Nina will develop this autumn and could last until March. La Nina is part of the natural climate cycle that can cause extreme weather across the planet. The northern tier of the U.S. and southern Canada could be wetter than average. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
It's the Badgers and the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin takes on the Northwestern Wildcats tomorrow, kickoff at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell was asked, how has the Badgers' offensive line improved this season?
I would say as much as anything is just their ability to play together. You know, we've had consistency up front in particular across the board. But I think their ability to, you know, figure out what it is that they do well and play together.
NFL, the Packers host the 5-1 Texans on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks losing last night in Dallas, 109-84. The Bucks finished the preseason 1-3. Were the rookies paying attention last night to head coach Doc Rivers?
Well, sometimes they hear you. Sometimes they don't. It's just normal. There's so many things going on in their mind. When I think they're struggling hearing it, I say less. When I think they're open to hearing it, I say more. And you just got to have a good read.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bright, blue, beautiful skies all weekend long. As winds continue to stay feisty today, up to 25 miles per hour, it'll shove our highs to the low 70s today and tomorrow. And then we get bumped up to the upper 70s on Sunday. All while fall colors across the state are peaking. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Matt Nair on Air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, my guest for Freaky Friday is Racine paranormal investigator Ron Helmick, who brings actual audio footage of a ghost. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers. TGIF, welcome in, streaming around the world, streaming to El Salvador, by the way. Friends,
that is a location in the world, yeah.
Kurt and Florcy, mi compadres, and mi ahijados, Alex and Jason, listening via the Civic Media app. There is confirmation that the Civic Media app works abroad. Very special shout out. Here is our calendar, by the way, today. A very special shout out to Mama Terry, who has her birthday. I believe her birthday is today proper. They're having a big party tomorrow.
Ooh.
So if Mama Terry is listening, feliz cumpleaños, Mama Terry. Muchos abrazos y mucho amor. Cuídese. Te amo mucho. Happy birthday. Feliz cumpleaños. In Spanish, say cumpleaños. Feliz cumpleaños.
Oh, I always heard it. Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Well, but that was
I think there's two versions.
That was also the probably legally distinct from the normal birthday song, right. Like Spanish class version. Mm-hmm. So
anyway, happy birthday to Mama Terry and all the folks, good folks down there in El Salvador listening in via the Civic Media app. Also, our friends, the home station back in Richland Center, WRCO and WRCE, today, 75 years since first signing onto the air.
Congratulations.
75th anniversary of WRCO Radio in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Now a property in the family of Civic Media. Phil Nee up there doing a great job along with the entire gang, the entire crew. Always a pleasure to be back home in Richland Center. And, of course, big shout-out to Ron and Beth Fruit, the former owners of WRCO, which really, you know, made sure it stayed local and community-oriented. Before Ron and Beth, it was Pete Athanas. Great people. I mean, it takes local ownership of these properties. And I think that's why I'm so happy now. I think it's why I'm so happy that Civic Media bought it, because it's remained community-focused. And also, by the way, very profitable. Very profitable, WRCO, one of the top stations in the entire network.
Turns out.
Carrying the load on their shoulders, WRCO, WRCE.
That local focus pays off.
Right? And that's a great point. It turns out that local and community-oriented pays. Relationships literally pay.
And that's why we're here.
And we appreciate all of our fine sponsors. Speaking of that, and Carol, if you're still listening, put it in the text because my old man brain has forgotten. O&H is one of them. What's the other Kringle company? Our sales director, Chris Moreau, is here. You know, big movings going on down in Racine. I have figured out this is Jane Matt Nair's ultimate revenge on me. Because, you know, we've had these good-willed text-win contest internal campaigns amongst her and I. And we've come out literally by a handful of votes. We've barely edged her out in these text to win things. And now Jane has gotten her ultimate revenge because they're moving down to Racine and she's going to have access to this Kringle every single day. And it's beautiful Kringle. Some of these folks are our sponsors. Some of them keep us on the air all the time. So it's Benson's and O&H Kringle. And Chris brought us up both Benson's and O&H, and we've sampled them. Here's the deal. One of them has icing on them, and the other one doesn't, with the apple Kringle.
Interesting.
They're both fantastically spectacular.
Just different options.
Exactly.
I'm not going to sample any of them because at least one of them is pecan.
I did not bring any nuts into the studio.
I appreciate
except
that.
Myself.
Well, yeah.
I'm the biggest goofball nut around. So thanks to O&H, thanks to Benson's, thanks to Chris for bringing this up at Racine, and congratulations and all of our folks at WAUK and Racine for having a big Kringle party down there today. And Jane, congratulations. You get this now every single day. So she has ultimately won out. And I salute her.
Well, we have good stuff around here, too.
Yeah, we do. Also, we brought this up last hour about Todd trying to renew his driver's license before the show. I did not make it. I did not beat the clock. I was C-142, and we got to, like, C-138 before I had to bail and come here. So I got to go back and finish this up. We've had a lot of great texts from people giving us some legit advice and information on this. This is not one of them, but it's very funny. Andrew, listening in Maine of the WAUK, said, at least you did not get a parking ticket while at the DMV. You're right. I did not, although I did park in a 30-minute stall, but I did not get that. Michaela, listening in West Bend.
She was the one who recommended renewing it online.
Right. And she says, I was checking because I honestly had no idea until I went to the DMV website. But since you intended to get a real ID and change your photo, I guess you did have to go to purgatory. You're right. I mean, the folks at the DMV do a great job. But the line, and I'm going to tell you a serious story. I've told this before. I'm going to tell it again in a second. But Jeff Perry says, again, if you need a passport, I know a guy. Call me. I'm sure Perry does. I've said this before, and it's absolutely serious. So my last stint working in the Capitol, Wisconsin Capitol here, for former Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz, he was no longer Majority Leader, but State Senator, from 2010 to 2014. And it was during that time that the Walker administration decided to build a new Department of Transportation main hub office building, which they needed, by the way. And they built it in the same location over on Sheboygan Avenue in the Hilldale area. So they didn't have to buy more land. It was just they basically built the new building in the parking lot and then tore down the old building and made that the parking lot, which is fine. I can tell you because from I was there that Walker's specific intent, because they had a big DMV license renewal center in the main part of that Department of Transportation building on Sheboygan Avenue. He intentionally, with the new architects or the new building, left out an office where you could renew your driver's license, get a state ID, or to get your road test. They went way out on far West Madison, Middleton, in a side road, off of any sort of main bus route, and rented space to move the office out there. And the intent was to make it more difficult for people to get driver's licenses and state IDs, to make it more difficult to vote. They did this at the same time they passed the so-called voter ID bill, which was specifically to suppress the vote. And so now, finally, after all these years, the lease must have come up on the West Side. And now the Evers administration, I'm assuming the building I went to today is leased on Park Street, but it's certainly more accessible and it's on a main bus line. So shout out to the Evers administration for making it easier to get to a place to get or renew your driver's license or state ID. But this is a great reminder that in Wisconsin, you have to show a legal ID. And I've said this before, I don't have a real problem with that. What I have a problem with is making it so difficult to get it. I also feel that university students who are enrolled at UW campuses should be able to use their official campus ID to vote. Because you can't get that unless they know who you are. So I don't mind voter IDs. I just don't like the fact that Republicans in this state have made it so difficult to get it. That's the problem. Because I witnessed with my own two ears and two eyes their intent, which was to suppress black and brown votes and college votes. 855-752-4842. Mark, listening from Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for listening. What do you got?
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. I was just got applied for my real ID up in Baraboo this week, and the place, this DMV up there, is only open 2 days a week on Mondays and Wednesdays. And I was chatting with the employee behind the counter there, and because I'm a former state employee too, and she says, yeah, this place could really be open 5 days a week, because it was really busy when I was there. And apparently they have a remote office here in Sauk City, mm-hmm. in my adjoining community, and they only open one day a month, if we're lucky. It's the fifth Wednesday of a month. If there is a fifth Wednesday in the month, you'd be able to get there too. So it's all part of the, as you have said, the Republican plot to decrease, you know, access to people, be able to get the access to vote.
Right. I'm really glad that you brought this up, Mark. This is a really important point. That in more rural areas of this state, and I wouldn't call Prairie du Sac necessarily super rural, but certainly more rural than Madison, the DMV is only open once or twice a week.
Or a month, even.
Right. And we are sitting currently, don't quote me on the exact number, but it's now over $4 billion with a B. $4 billion of our tax money are sitting in the state coffers. We have a surplus of $4 billion, plus we have, I believe, another billion in the rainy day fund, which I'm all for, by the way. With that much of our state taxpayer money sitting in surplus, why in the heck haven't we got a piece of legislation, a bill, ready for Governor Evers to sign that would expand these DMV offices being open more? We should, you know, here's the thing. MAGA folks, you know, oh my gosh, you know, we have to have these IDs. Carrying on and on about undocumented folks. If you talk to law enforcement, I've said it before, I have. Law enforcement wants everyone to have an ID or a driver's license, regardless of whether you're here documented or undocumented. The reason is it makes it safer for police officers when they interact with you. You can have a driver's license, but not have it be able to vote. Just like I'm trying to get my renewal, but it's not a real ID. Real ID, as we said, you have to have a valid passport or a birth certificate and a couple of forms, like a couple of bills that show that you live at your address. Your real ID will be required for you to travel on airplanes sometime next year. It's been getting pushed back and pushed back. But we should, as a society, want people who are legally eligible to get IDs to vote. I got no problem, but make it easier. Make it easy to get these IDs. And you do that by funding DMV offices so that they're open at reasonable hours and the times where people can go get them. 855-752-4842. We're coming up against the clock. Gene, hang on. I'm sorry to keep doing this to you. As our friend Matt Flynn says, do not hang up. We see you on the lines. We'll come back after this. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show. Gene from Eau Claire. Thanks for holding on, Gene. Let's go up there. WCFW, our great station in the Chippewa Valley. Gene, thanks for holding on. What do you got today?
Well, first of all, before I make my comment on the IV business, I just want to remind people that tomorrow at 9 a.m., James Santel, a law review, a law review by James Santel, carried by the station on many of the stations at 9 a.m. It's like going to school. I haven't missed one, and I highly recommend it because more Donald Trump documents, legal ones that people should be aware of, are being released. I don't know if he's going to cover it, but, boy, you really learn a lot. And it's unbiased. It's just straightforward, and sometimes he has time for questions. But it's 9 to 11 tomorrow morning. I haven't missed one of his two-hour. I feel like I'm in law school. Well, anyway.
wait. First of all, thank you, Gene. That's very kind of you. I'm sure James would send along his regards as well. Secondly, did James take you out for dinner? Or?
No. I don't even know him.
I'm just joking.
My friend Sestry, I never see you get up that early because I get up like an hour early, so I get ready to write, and I got notebooks full of all kinds of notes.
It's a great program. James Santel is great, and his program is great, so thank you for the shout-out. All right, what do you got?
Okay, now, regarding the license, the real ID.
Yeah.
I was going to get one when I applied to renew my license, and I thought, well, what do I need? So I had my birth certificate, you know, and I had that. And they said, well, we can't issue one. You don't have your marriage license.
What?
Yeah, you need your marriage license because I had a different name before I got married, and that's on my license. So just think of all the women in America that are going to be up the creek without a paddle if this awful man, felon, rapist, gets in office.
That's really valuable information, Gene. I really appreciate this because I haven't been married, so I don't have to worry about that. So for me, if I want a real ID versus you can get a regular driver's license that works to drive in Wisconsin, what people need the real ID for is if they're going to travel on a plane or try to use it, say, to visit Mexico or Canada. But But for a real ID, for me, it was I had to bring either a passport or an original of my birth certificate. And then you have to take, I think, two or three different, like a phone bill, a light bill, things that show you've lived at your residence for a while. Now, you're saying, because I saw a line that says, have you ever used a different name? And I said, well, I probably should have, but no, I haven't. But for you're saying, if particularly for women, if you change your name due to marriage, you have to bring your marriage license as well.
Yeah, and see, and I'm getting older now, and I may not drive, you know, in the next 8 years. So I thought, well, I better get one of these so I have them so I can vote.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure, and there's a lot of people that stopped driving earlier. And I think, wow, you know, just think if they went and they thought they're going to vote and they're going to get a real ID and they don't drive anymore, but they have their expired license. It could be a real hassle from the way things are going right now. You don't know if you're coming.
That's really interesting.
Donald J. Trump. I am so worried. I got to tell you, please get out and vote, guys.
Yep.
You know, you got to do it for the kids. Thank you. You have a great week.
Thanks, Jean. Okay? Yeah, have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Thank you, Jean. Great information. Now, here's Robert listening in Richland Center on WRCE saying, quote, in 2019, I needed to renew my license. I gave them my old license and my new one was Real ID compliant. At least at that time, I didn't need to provide passport or other documentation. Again, Robert from Richland Center. I appreciate it, Robert. I don't know. I'm not sure if things have changed. So the Real ID, when you get it, the Real ID has a little star up in the right-hand corner. Let me see. Let me dig my current one out. So mine up the right-hand corner, it says not for federal purposes. All right. So the Real ID has a star up there in the right-hand corner. And again, that's for if you're going to fly after next year. Here's Zomers right now showing us the little star covering up his ID, but showing us the star on the stream. But so you need a Real ID at some point, probably next year, if you're going to fly and travel and use it to get on and off or to get on planes, or if you have a valid U.S. passport, you can use that too. Also, for some federal buildings, like if you're going to visit a military base next year sometime, you might need a Real ID for that. Or sometimes people go to Mexico or Canada, they don't have to have a passport, but you have to have now, starting next year, a Real ID. So what I was told, at least this morning, at the Madison Park Street DMV, is that I needed my current driver's license, which is compliant with it, a regular license, which is still valid till Monday. And then I would need a valid U.S. passport. I brought my expired one just thinking, but they said no. And so either A, a passport that's valid, B, my actual documented birth certificate. I'm not sure if it has to be notarized these days or what it is, but a birth certificate, one of those two things. If you have changed your name, valid proof why you changed your name, in Gene's case, a marriage certificate. And then you have to have, like I have my MG&E bill, my U.S. cellular bill, and I brought a tax bill. You have to have some proof that you've lived at your current residence, you know, a couple of months at least. So that's what I was told this morning. Now, again, not disputing what your experience was in 2019. I'm not sure if things have changed or as things happen, humans are different. And maybe they just said, well, that's Dr. Smith. We know him. We'll just give him a Real ID. And there's nothing wrong with that. You understand? He deserves one. He's a great guy. Did all kinds of great work while he was a doctor. So I'm not sure exactly what happened, but all I can report to you is what they told me this morning. So, but I think Gene's point is a great one. And that is, remember, as you go to vote, early voting in person starts on Tuesday of this coming week. And then, of course, the election on November 5th. Wisconsinites need a valid ID to vote. That has to be either a valid driver's license or a valid state ID. So make sure you get that in advance and are set to go and are registered to vote. So there won't be, because I have a feeling based on my experience today, as we get closer to election day, these DMV offices are going to be full. And so if you don't have one, make sure you have a state issued ID in advance in order to go and vote. Coming up on the other side here, our old friend Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, with the week in review. And boy, do we need some laughs. At least Todd does. He will bring them, or so we're told. No, he will. He always does. Peter Rapine coming up. Stay where you're at. It's the Todd Allball Show with Kringle, with Zomers on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bail hearing today in Manitowoc in the case of a couple from Two Rivers charged in the death of her 3-year-old son, Elijah Vu. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie.
Well, I will not comment further on the details of the case. I assure you that we remain committed to working with law enforcement to hold those responsible for his death accountable.
Katrina Bauer is charged with chronic child neglect causing death and obstructing an officer. Jesse Vang is charged with child abuse and hiding a corpse. Kamala Harris is promising help for young Americans and first-time homebuyers. The vice president brought her presidential campaign to Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay yesterday. She also accused Donald Trump of planning to cut social services. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters and the general public that the 2024 pheasant season opens at 9 o'clock Saturday morning and runs through Sunday, January 5th. The opening weekend has a daily bag limit of 1 rooster per day. Starting Monday, the daily bag limit increases to 2 roosters per day. This limit remains in place for the remainder of the season. The DNR plans to stock approximately 75,000 pheasants from the state game farm on over 80 properties statewide. Hunters can use the DNR's Fields and Forest Lands interactive game bird hunting tool to locate properties stocked with pheasants. The tool also allows hunters to use aerial maps, topography, and measuring tools to identify areas of interest and make their trips more productive and enjoyable. For more information, including complete pheasant hunting regulations, shooting hours, and helpful tips, visit the DNR's pheasant hunting webpage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Bad news from the world of pop music as One Direction's Liam Payne died after a fall from a third-story balcony in Buenos Aires, Argentina, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Payne was discovered while performing in front of Simon Cowell on the show The X Factor, which led him to the band One Direction. Liam Payne was just 31 years old. Saturday Night Live's 50th season is off to a roaring start. A little extra hype thanks to the movie Saturday Night, which tells the story about the moments leading up to the first broadcast of the show in 1975, is probably not hurting. The show's October 12th episode drew its highest ratings in over 3 years with host Ariana Grande and musical act Stevie Nicks. NBC reports that the show pulled in over 5.5 million viewers for the actual episode and a true 516 million views on social media. The first show of the season featuring Jean Smart as the host and Jelly Roll brought in the biggest numbers for a season opener since 2020. 50 years is not a bad run. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Bright, blue, beautiful skies all weekend long. As winds continue to stay feisty today, up to 25 miles per hour, it'll shove our highs to the low 70s today and tomorrow. And then we get bumped up to the upper 70s on Sunday. All while fall colors across the state are peaking. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Matt Rothschild subbing in for Dom Salvia on the next show. I'll be joined by firebrand Scott Ross, who's always fun to listen to. I hope you'll tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
1950s, where everything is fine, everything is calm. Leave It to Beaver, June and Ward Cleaver. It's the Tom Hall Show, the Civic Media Radio Network, 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock. What do you dial up there, Mr. Zomers?
That is the theme to It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, because that show has some very, I'll say, unique characters.
Yes.
And we're about to hear about some of those.
Yes, I cannot wait. He is joining us once again from the beautiful city of Brooklyn, New York. Mr. Peter Rapine, the managing editor of EPOM's World, for another edition of Week in Review. Peter, welcome back. How are things in the Big Apple?
Exciting.
It's been one of these kind of weeks for you, too, I understand.
Yes. Since the last time we've talked, a lot has changed my personal life. Long story short, I'm in a new living situation. I have a sublet that I got from a friend, and it has been anything but boring.
So you had to move rather unexpectedly, it sounds like. You had to move into a new place. You're subletting. Are you still in Brooklyn? You don't have to tell us, but I mean, are you still in the same general vicinity or a different part of New York?
I am. I'm in Brooklyn still, just a different neighborhood. Right. One that's, you'll hear soon, is a little more lively.
But that's the heart and soul of New York, the sirens, the excitement, the, you know, the...
Crackheads.
You've moved into a more crackhead-esque neighborhood, is that true?
I now live in ground zero of Crackhead Central.
But the upside is it's not gentrified. So, I mean, there's that.
Yeah, not entirely. Not entirely. Though they are trying.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. You know, they
Yeah, so the place I'm living in now, the landlord, his nephew, lives in the front yard of my new apartment.
The front yard? Not the front unit, the front yard, all right?
Yes, he lives in like our little gated off area, and he has all of his treasures, all of his wares, and his name's Bobby. He's a really sweet guy, actually. So this weekend, I went skateboarding for the first time in like 3 years. Mm. And I rolled my ankle. Ooh. So I was hobbled Monday. And Monday morning, I come out to go to the store or the corner to pick up my laundry. I'm on crutches. Bobby sees me. And despite being a crackhead, he is clearly rolled his ankle before. Because the first thing he says to me is verbatim every article I read the day before about how to heal my ankle.
Really?
He's like, Peter, you've got to ice it first. Don't do heat until tomorrow. Just ice. Ice it. Put it up. Get a compression wrap, and that's all you're going to do today. And then tomorrow, you're going to put the heat on it, and you're going to alternate ice and heat, ice and heat. And he's so sweet, and he's giving me all this information. I'm looking at him like, Bobby, how do you know this? Like, how do you, like, you're Bobby GPT of, like, you know, medical advice. Really sweet guy. I go away. I get my laundry. I come back. And this is the duality of Bobby. Sure. When I get back, he's chopping up with an angle grinder a trashed moped that someone had found, either him or one of his friends, in the front yard. And he's ripping out the wires.
Oh my God.
He's taking the copper. He's taking the metal. He's sorting them in different boxes in the front yard. And then later that night, it was Monday, and he's like the central crackhead leader of the neighborhood, and he has a gang that follows him around. So later that night, I come out of my front door to, you know, get an Uber Eats delivery, and him and every crackhead in the neighborhood, somehow they found like a 40-inch TV, and they're watching Monday Night Football on the sidewalk, and there's like six or seven of them. Just hanging out, drinking beers, obviously smoking crack.
Obviously.
Yeah.
The living
situation was short-lived. I ended up having to move out because the person I was subletting from another person, and that person was subletting from another person. So there were four layers of sublets, and there was a new roommate moving in, and the second person... So the original subletter A told subletter B that she had to kick out all of her subletters. And subletter C told me that I had to pretend to be him for 2 weeks because the new guy moving in wasn't allowed to know that I was subletting from someone else. So I ended up dipping yesterday, and I'm on crutches. And so I'm moving out, and Bobby sees me, and he's a really sweet guy, really nice guy. So he actually helped me load all of my bags and stuff into my Uber for me, gave me a dap when I left. So Bobby, you're probably not listening to this, but
or maybe he is.
Maybe he is. Yeah.
I mean, there's just so much to unpack there, but I mean, in one regard, I mean, you know, addiction and living on the street is nothing to be joked about at all. It's just a sad thing. No. But then you've also, as wonderful as New York City is, like any place else, it's got its problems and uniqueness. And this is how people just, they get along. I mean, everybody's got something. And for some people, it's they put, you know, the wrong pepper in the tuna casserole, and other people are dealing with addiction in New York and tearing apart mopeds. And this is a wonderful slice of Americana.
Exactly. And for me, at first, you know, I had been told, hey, that, you know, there's a guy who hangs out front. It's you know, maybe a little seedy. Mm. But I actually kind of enjoyed it. It was nice. I was kind of feeling alone. It was like, well, at least I can always go and talk to Bobby. Like, he'll be hanging out.
Right.
He'll give me some good advice.
And the fact that, again, is this normal New York type of activity where there's like four subletters? Because I don't think a lot of that stuff happens here in Wisconsin.
No, not always, but all right. It's probably not too hard to find. Yeah.
Everybody's got something. Everybody's got something going on.
Yeah. The last thing I'll say is the second day I moved in, there was a leak in the bathroom. So I had a pot sitting on the bathroom sink.
Sure.
And every day I would dump it, you know, 4 or 5 inches of water. And someone had given the landlord my number. And so me and him became really close friends because he would call me twice a day, be like, Peter, how's the leak? Peter, how's the leak? Yeah. And I'd say, every day it leaks at 5 o'clock. And he's like, okay, I'll call back tomorrow. And every day I'd be like, still leaking. So when I left, there was a giant hole in the ceiling. And I handed the keys off to some other guy. And I'm like, hey, a couple things you need to know. There's a leak in the bathroom. The guy named Bobby out front, he might seem kind of scary, but he's really nice. If you can pay him a couple bucks to help you move in if you want. That's New York, baby.
That's New York. It's New York. And not unlike me, take a leak at 5 o'clock. So right there, that's the way it goes. I'm not sure any headline could top this, Peter. And all of this going on in your life, God love you, you still have got internet and set yourself up and join our little show. I mean, I couldn't be more grateful to you.
Oh, I appreciate you. Yeah, no, it's a good distraction. You know, I don't necessarily like to shy away from the drama. If anything, you just kind of have to embrace it.
And I think it shows great resiliency on your part because, like we said, everybody's got something. And we don't know when we encounter people every day, no matter where it is, Wisconsin or Brooklyn, and people seem a little ornery, a little upset. Well, you don't know what's going on in their life. Maybe it's a lot more than what's going on in yours. And it's a great reminder that we're all part of this big old globe going through the universe together and just have a little bit more patience with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if I had just judged him on his looks, right, I never would have talked to him. But he ended up being a really sweet guy, gave me some great advice. And help me out in a pinch because I've been on crutches this week. So moving out with all these bags would have taken me a lot longer without them.
Just be kind to one another. That's you know what I mean? Just be kind. Exactly. And as Ted Lasso says, you know, be curious, not judgmental. I think that's great. All right, Peter. Again, I'm not sure we can do anything more than that. That was the best part of the week so far for me. But let's get to it. Headlines. Again, these are not made up. This is not fiction. Like Peter Rapine's life, it is real and it's actual, and it's so strange that you can't make this stuff up. So here are actual headlines from actual stories. Peter, what do you got?
So I don't want to, you know, top that, but I do have headlines that are funnier than that.
All right, here we go.
So first one is man flies to the top of the pyramids only to find a dog just chilling.
I saw this week. I'm like, wait a minute. Is this real? And it is apparently.
Yeah. So a paraglider flew over one of the pyramids of Giza and he saw a Labrador at the top barking at a bunch of birds.
How did the Labrador get on top of a pyramid in Egypt?
Well, when you ever seen a dog chase a squirrel?
Oh, yes.
Or a bird? Yeah, yes. If there's no one to stop him, he'll just keep going.
Keep on going.
One of the best tweets I saw was like, hey, don't bother him. That's God.
Right. Right. On top of a pyramid. But we hope the dog was okay. He just got a little excited and ran out of pyramids to go up.
Yeah, no, he might still be there for all we know, barking at birds. But what a life. What a life that dog lives.
Right?
We will have it linked in the show description. I recommend watching the video. There's not a lot to hear, so I'm not going to play it now. But it's funny. You just watch, you know, like the angle flying over and like, Right. Yep, it's just chilling.
Just chilling. Just a dog chilling on top of the pyramids. All right. Headline number two.
Oh, gosh. Russell Brand is selling $239 magical amulets to protect you from airports.
Now, let's set this up. Russell Brand, if you don't know, he was married to Katy Perry for a while, right? Or they were together.
He was. Yeah. I think so
he kind of had his heyday then, and he was big for a minute. He had a podcast, I think, or maybe he still does. And then he got himself into some trouble because, you know, he started saying racist, terrible, ridiculous things. And sponsors are like, yeah, not so much. But he's still around and now trying to hawk $239 magical amulets. Explain what an amulet is and why would you need protection from airports?
So I think he was also accused of sexual assault of some kind.
I believe you're right.
And the joke is always right, the abuser to right-wing grifter pipeline.
Yeah, right.
And no one embodies that better than, I think, Russell Brand. But Right. The devices are these like small little metals, crystals, bunch of more or less garbage, Right. Encased in like some kind of resin that you can wear around your neck to like ward off 5G signals or like negative signals. But in his little sponsored video, he's walking around with like a suitcase that clearly has nothing inside of it. And he's like, look how strong this amulet makes me. And he's like lifting up this like 4-pound empty suitcase, kind of walking out of the woods. And he's like, airports are dangerous. There's a lot of terrible things in airports. Make sure you have this $200 amulet so you get terrible reception in the airport.
All right, against my better judgment, Zommers, let's listen to it. Here we go.
Hello, I'm just back from Narnia, where I had a holiday, Mr. Tumnus, Aslan, all those guys. And as you know, airports are places full of Wi-Fi and all sorts of evil energies. Think of all the phones out there, all of the signals, corruptible and corrupting. Luckily, I wear this magical amulet from AirTech that keeps me safe from all of the various signals out there. And also means, look at this. Look how strong I am. I think this is making me more powerful, as a matter of fact. Look at that.
It's clearly
this
empty.
This stuff is absolutely packed with AirTech. I didn't even bring any socks or toothbrush or dog meat or anything like that. Just completely full of AirTech. You should get one as well, particularly if you're planning to go to an airport anytime soon, because the bloody things are full of lethal signals. AirTech,
okay. I've heard enough. I mean, you can just hear it in his voice. He knows this is a scam. He knows this is a grift. Yeah. And he's laughing at him, and you can tell it. I mean, he's getting people to buy air for $239 and saying, and this here's the sad thing, Peter. There are people out there that are going to buy it.
100%. But there is one thing he said that I do agree with him with, is that airports are filled with negative energy. Well, if you've ever been hungover in a terminal and you just spent $14 on a sandwich that has one tiny little piece of lettuce in it.
Negative energy.
I, so I can relate.
Only
to a certain degree.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I don't know if I've ever been hung over in an airport, but yeah, I mean, overpriced, way too full. What I always hate is you get off a plane and you got to take a leak really bad and you get to the closest the bathroom as you get off your plane. And there's a big yellow thing across this closed for cleaning. The closest bathroom next terminal. And you're like, Judas Priest. I mean, really? That's just, so yeah, it's a lot of negative energy in an airport. Certainly no doubt. But I mean, Russell Brand. I mean, he's just stealing. And you're right. You're 100% right, Peter. I mean, this is the Donald Trump model, right? In trouble, be a sexual predator, and then sell air. I mean, that's right there. All right, we'll come back, explain what this music is all about. More with Peter Rapine, Managing Editor of EPOM's World, A Week in Review. Don't go anywhere on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up at the top of the hour, a little CBS News, ABC News, depending upon which of the great stations you are listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network. Again, a big shout out to our friends and family up there at WRCO, WRCE in Richland Center, celebrating 75 years on the air today, 75th anniversary of RCO in the old hometown, first radio station I ever worked in back in 1987. Yes, I am technically an old person. Also, don't forget, coming up tonight from 6 until 7 at the Madison Public Library, our friend Ari Berman, author of this great book called Minority Rule. I've got it in my hot little hands here. You can get one of these books, pick it up, get it signed by Ari Berman tonight from 6 until 7 at the Madison Public Library downtown. And then from 7 until 8, join Terry Bell and myself for a special coverage of the Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde, OC, Orange County, Eric Hovde, who is flying in from California just to participate in a debate. It should be a good time had by all. Eric Hovde, Tammy Baldwin, tonight at 7 o'clock. Right now, though, going to wrap things up with our ongoing contributor, our friend, joining us live from Brooklyn, New York, where things are magical, and things happen every day on the street there. A managing editor of EPOM's World with a Week in Review. Next headline, Mr. Rapine.
Okay, so I have a gripe to pick with the people of the Guinness Book of World Records.
Give it
Seems
to us.
Seems like they've run out of ideas. headline reads, Guinness Book of World Record runs out of ideas. Has man bounce on bricks with his head.
What?
And so the record that was just set, which clearly is a world record that they allowed in their book, the record was the most concrete blocks broken with the head by forward flips in 1 minute.
What?
I'll read that again.
Yeah.
Most concrete blocks broken with the head by forward flips in 1 minute.
So he flips a concrete block into his head and breaks it.
No, so there's a bunch of concrete blocks on the ground in front of him. He does front flips, smashes them with his head, and lands on his feet, and then does it again repeatedly, breaking a total of 126 bricks.
Is his name Bobby? I mean, you have to be on drugs to do that. What the heck? How How does a person even do that 126 times without passing out?
Well, they're in stacks of more than one brick.
Yeah. Yeah, there's stacks of like 7 or 8 bricks.
Oh my God, there's video. I'm looking at this now.
I'm not sure how you practice this or...
So the bricks are on a gymnasium floor. I can't, it looks like maybe a small piece of wood between the stack of bricks and the floor. And this guy is doing forward flips like in a karate outfit. And he basically does a headstand on the bricks and they break in half. Is that an accurate description?
Very great. Very perfect description.
And how this guy does this and remains conscious is beyond me. And now he's going to the second row, and it's a little bit harder for him to get up, as it turns out. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. See, I would apply for this job because I would for the Guinness Book of World Record acceptor, because I would accept things like most subleases in apartment.
Peter Rapine, the unofficial subletter of world record.
How many scooters can be chopped in an afternoon?
All right, what else we got here, Peter?
All right, so Al Pacino is in the news because he has a memoir coming out, and he has just given us so many great headlines. So the headline he gave us this week, which was in People magazine, reads, Al Pacino confirms he doesn't live with 16-month-old son, Roman, but says he texts me from time to time.
His 16-month-old son texts him from time to time.
So obviously the internet had a ton of fun with this, and there are more than enough tweets to go around. imagining what the two of them are texting about. Aaron, if you want to read off too.
All right, here we go.
Are we going to look at number 9 first?
All right. Yeah. All right, very good.
Number 9, 16-month-old texting, goo goo gaga. Al Pacino texting, hoo hoo ah ah.
So clearly this is the child's mother who lives somewhere else, doesn't live with Al Pacino, and she's like taking photos and supposedly texting for the kid?
Just something? I want to imagine that the kid is just texting GHJTYR.
Exclamation point.
Yeah. And then the other best one from the roundup is, Mr. Pacino, you're due on set. Not now. I'm texting a baby.
Well, and I mean, God love Al Pacino. The man is in his 80s and he's still getting it done, apparently. Yeah. he's still fathering kids. He's very feral or virile or something fertile.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
The kid will be set for me. Assuming the mother gets some kind of a deal, I mean, the kid will be set for at least part of its life.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Al Pacino's son, he'll be fine. Maybe he'll be an actor one day.
Maybe.
Or maybe he'll be in Mensa because he's a 16-month-old baby and he can already text message. So.
Right?
He's got a bright future ahead of him.
Very, very bright indeed. All right. We got about a minute, Peter. Any other quick, actually less than a minute. We should probably wrap it up on that note. Peter Rapine, I cannot thank you enough with everything going on in your life. You took time for us again today. We appreciate you so much. Be well, be safe, and best of luck moving to the new, the next sublet.
Thank you, Todd. Always great being here.
The feeling is mutual. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World. You can find all those stories at EPOMsWorld.com. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hoo-ah. Hoo-ah. Oh, yeah.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by Chris Alfheim, candidate for State Senate District 18. We'll be talking about Northeastern Wisconsin politics and why your vote matters.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapahoe Way, you got to pray for yourself. as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.